And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the porters were Shallum, and Akkub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brethren Shallum was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jehaziel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Unni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphali, and Mechaniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel the porters. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80. Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun, and Hosa to be porters. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. Concerning the divisions of the porters, of the Korhites was Meshilemiah, the son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men having wards one against another, to minister in the house of the Lord. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kori, and among the sons of Merari. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David, the man of God, commanded. This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of the doors. And he set the porters at the gates of the house of the Lord, that none which was unclean in anything should enter in. Also they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer. And the porters waited at every gate. They might not depart from their service, for their brethren the Levites prepared for them. The children of the porters, the children of Shallum, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akkub, the children of Hattita, the children of Shobai, in all 139. So the priests and the Levites and some of the people and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims dwelt in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem, in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. Also we certify you, that touching any of the priests, and Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, or ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. Of the singers also Eliashib, and of the porters Shallum, and Telem, and Uri. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, porters, the children of Shallum, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akkub, the children of Hattita, the children of Shobai, and 138. So the priests, and the Levites, and the porters, and the singers, and some of the people, and the Nethinims, and all Israel, dwelt in their cities. And when the 7th month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, every one having knowledge and having understanding. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil unto the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God. Moreover, the porters, Akkub, Talmon, and their brethren that kept the gates, were 172. Mattaniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, Akkub, were porters keeping the ward of the thresholds of the gates. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their God, and the ward of the purification, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion. And they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense in the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the porters, and the offerings of the priests.